The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
That's a group of enthusiastic people saying four more years, and that's exactly what you and Government Master got on Tuesday, four more years.
Wow, Joey, what a great night. I mean, we saw it all across South Carolina, but I hated it the other night. We started talking, and Dr. Smith and Deb, and then all of a sudden they said, we got to go. He conceded, we're on stage. And I was like, okay. And I hated I had to cut you all off mid-sentence.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did, we'll work this out. We'll have to talk about it because, yeah, you dumped us. That's what it was. You just dumped us. Now, the appropriate response was to say, all right, hold on a minute, Governor. I'm talking to Joey and Deb and Orrin. Don't get ahead of yourself here.
Oh, yeah. We can't say that to our bosses, right? When the governor says, we're moving. We got to go. But it was a great night. And it, again, got called very early. You know, I know when I got the text to come on air, it was like, oh, we're going to get on around 7. Come on. It was like, well, it's 7:05. Mm-hmm. We started having a bunch of people call the races, and then the night just kind of took a life of its own. But it was once again a great night. Yeah. And a great night around South Carolina. We had a win for Ellen Weaver. We're going to see great things that she's going to be doing with our education down in Columbia. It's going to be a joy to work with her. I worked with her when she was dealing with the charter schools. And, you know, here we go again. I mean, it's going to be good, and I'm excited for what's coming. We took a supermajority in the House.
Yep.
So it's going to be great to see what we do over there. And I'm very hopeful for the next legislative season to try to get some stuff done.
Well, and you know, I've sort of been on the apology tour this morning because yesterday I was a little down. First off, I was tired. I was up late, and then I had to get up early again yesterday morning. And because things just didn't turn out the way we had all hoped and prayed they would, I was just a little down yesterday, and unfortunately, you know, after spending some time of reflection yesterday and hearing my buddy Mike Gallagher, who had a great take on it, you know, it doesn't matter what the win looks like, how you got there, even if it's a field goal in the final seconds of the game and you win by 3 points, you still won. And you know, in a way, we still won. We didn't get all the races we wanted to nationally. We're still waiting on some. We still have a chance to pick up a majority in the Senate. I mean, we're waiting on Nevada and Arizona. I think we'll get Nevada, Arizona. I don't know. Then of course Georgia. We know we have a runoff in Georgia on December the 6th. We got to focus on Georgia and learn from 2 years ago when we got stuck with Raphael Warnock to begin with, and help Herschel Walker do what Herschel Walker is known for, what he does best, and that's push through that defensive line and get across the goal line. And we could still potentially have a majority in the U.S. Senate, but regardless of what happens there, we won the House. Nancy Pelosi is going to have to give up the gavel. That in itself is a big win.
Well, Joey, I agree. I think I'm like you yesterday. And you know why? Because we were so encouraged for this big red tsunami. And we were going to take it. We were going to take 5 or 6 seats in the Senate and be up and really have a majority. Yep. But Mike Gallagher is absolutely right. It doesn't yep. matter if you win by 12 points or you win by 1 point, you're still the winner. But what we need to do, and I've been saying it through this election, is complacency is the only thing that will hurt us. And, you know, I was with David Perdue probably two years ago. It was right after lost. It was 2 years ago. He had the Republican lieutenant governors at his house in Sea Island. And I talked with him for a good 20, 30 minutes, David and I did. And he said that, you know, after they combed through the data, 700,000 Trump voters did not come out in the runoff. And that would have made all the difference. He would have won. We would have always had control of the Senate. We'd have been able to stop some of this horrible policy. It's complacency. Yep. We have got to make sure, you know, South Carolina, they are our neighbors. They're our neighbors to the south. If you can go down there and work for Herschel, door knock, remind people to vote, reach out to the Republican Party. I'm sure Drew McKissick, I'm sure South Carolina's GOP will be doing everything we can to help. If we can get on phones and remind people to vote, we have got to make sure they come out, because we know in a runoff, it all is about turnout. Now it's not about anything else but turnout. Yeah. So, you know, South Carolinians, if this is important to you, I'm hoping, like you said, Joey, we're going to win Nevada and Arizona, and then we will not have to worry about Herschel. Will just be the icing on the cake. But
right.
We cannot count on that. So we all have to get in. If you have $5, $10, $20 that you can spare to, you know, give to the Herschel campaign to get him back up on air. I saw, you know, they were saying this morning that Raphael Warnock is putting QR codes on every Twitter feed he does to try to get people to do small amounts of giving. That's what we need to do. I mean, we need to run like our lives depend on it, because it does. It really, really does. So whether it's making phone calls, door knocking, giving of your treasure, we need to make sure that Herschel Walker takes that Senate seat in Georgia.
Yep, and we can do that. You know, talking about Senator Perdue, we had Senator Perdue on the show multiple times leading into that. He and I talked afterwards as well, and he said, you know, it's all about turnout. He spent a lot of time. We have a great signal in Northeast Georgia. We got a lot of great listeners in Livonia and Toccoa and Hartwell and Hart County, all through there. I was prepared to do the show the day before that special or that runoff election in Toccoa, Georgia. And my wife, I literally had gone over a great little breakfast spot there we were going to have the show at. I got back home and my wife informed me that she had tested positive for COVID and we had to cancel that broadcast. I'm getting a text message now saying, Joey, you should take your road on the your show on the road, go to Georgia, help Herschel win. Maybe we'll do that. Will you come down and be my co-host?
Joey, I would love to do that. You tell me when and where, and I will make sure I get there, because that's how important it is. You know, we have to, you know, when the governor and I were traveling around the state last week, you know, everybody kept saying, well, why y'all bring up Biden? You know, that's a federal election. Well, if COVID hasn't showed us that every state matters, every single state matters, making sure that we get good elected officials there helps us at every state level. So, you know, I am all in to help you, Joey. You've got your wing girl. I will be with you, and we will make sure we do our part to make sure that we get everybody in Georgia out to vote for Herschel Walker.
There you go. And that's important. That's what we have to do. Again, congratulations. 4 more years. You know, there's a lot been said about Governor McMaster being the longest serving governor in our state's history. I guess you'll be the longest serving lieutenant governor, won't you?
Well, no, because, you know, the governor ascended. I came on when he got a chance to pick his running mate. I will be 8 years, but, you know, I couldn't be more proud. I am so proud to serve the people of South Carolina, and I'm excited for what the next 4 years is going to hold and all the great things we'll be able to do.
Yep. Well, we will look forward to another 4 years of Thankful Thursdays together.
Thanks so much, Joey. You're the best, and I look forward to our road trip.
All right. Sounds good. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.